Okay, so we're talking about Tzaddik Kumo. We saw Rashi, right, that Rashi is at pains to say that in order for Tzaddik Kumo to be Machshav Sukkah, we have Schach Posel. The Schach Posel has to be gotten rid of. So the Moshul Rashi speaks out the two stones of the Doifin Akuma. One is the tzad that the Schach becomes a Doifin, and the other is the tzad that the Doifin is miskara for the Schach. So on the tzad that the Doifin is miskara for the Schach, so Rashi stresses that the Schach, that not only does the Doifin, and the tzad that it says Schachos, so Rashi stresses that that's not merely that the Doifin becomes close to the Schach HaKosher, so it's no longer a Mufluk from the Schach HaKosher. Rashi stresses that the Doifin goes under the Schach HaPosel and excludes the Schach HaPosel from the Sukkah. And likewise on the other side, that's Rashi in the Mishnah, and likewise on the other side, which is Rashi's Maskona, that Doifin Akuma means that the Schach becomes a Doifin. So Rashi also stresses that therefore, Ein Kan Schach HaPosel. Because the Schach HaPosel becomes a Doifin, so it's not Schach HaPosel anymore. So we spoke out, I spoke out last week, that Rashi needs to say this, because it's mavur in the sugya sagamara. We're going to take a look at the sugya sagamara more closely today. But it's mavur in the sugya sagamara. The shear of dalet bacham schach posel, not merely a shear of hafloga, not merely a shear that the doifin is far away from the schach hakosha. The shear in the schach posel itself, if it has a shear of whatever dalet bacham going to the way we paskin or dalet amos going to the other madom and the gemara, but the shear of schach posel is what the Gemara calls Mishum Shiur Velat Shiur. It's a Shiur in the Schach itself. It's a Shiur in the Schach Posel itself. The Schach Posel Kashir is a problem in the Sukkah. Let's say it's a problem because it becomes a Chatzitza. But it's a Shiur in the Schach Posel. Schach Posel, it's not a Shiur in the Richuk of the Doifin from the Schach HaKosher. It's a Shiur in the Schach Posel itself. It's Schach Posel, the Dalet Bochum Pasel the Sukkah. So that being the case, what would it even help to say that the Doifin is miskarev? The Doifin Akuma means that the Doifin is miskarev to the Schach HaKosher. Fine, so the Doifin is now close to the Schach HaKosher. But there's still Schach Posel in the middle. And the Schach Posel itself has a Shir, because the Schach Posel is Dalet Bochum. So that should still pass, that should still be a Chatzitza. So therefore Rashi has to stress, no, we get rid of the Schach HaPosel. On the side of Iskarevus, because Iskarevus means according to Rashi, not that the Doifin moves over laterally. But the Doifin curves under the Schach HaPosel and excludes the Schach HaPosel from the Sukkah. And if the Schach becomes a Doifin, and even then it's not Boshet, because it's not Schach HaPosel anymore, because now it's Doifin. Kach Rashi. On the other hand, the Rit from the Ran and Abdalid, when they speak out that Sa'ad the Doifin Akuma means it's Karmos, they seem to understand that to mean that yes, the Doifin is miskarev to the Schach HaKosher, but the Schach Posel is still there. I don't know. Because the Mishnah and the Rambam both say that on the side the Doifin of Kum is miskarev, so let's say about the case of Istavah. We have an Istavah, but on the side, the Istavah doesn't reach all the way to the Kesel. So on the sides, the Schach is the Ma'al and the Chav. So they say, well, if Doifin of Kum, so they discuss, can you sleep under that? Can you sleep on the side, next to the Istavah, by the side of the Istavah, under the Doifin of Kum? So the Rish and the Rambam both say, well, it depends. If Doifin Akuma means the Schach becomes a Doifin, you can't sleep under a Doifin. But if Doifin Akuma is just a Iskarevus, so the Schach didn't become a Doifin, it's still Schach. So I'm sleeping under Schach. I have a Schach as the Ma'al Mechof. So that's the Rambam's concept, but it's Shal Yotzi can be Master Schach the Ma'al Mechof. But the problem you see, both in the Rish and the Rambam, that the Schach the Ma'al Mechof is inside the Sukkah. The Schach Posel, so to speak, there's that Ma'al Schach Posel, Schach the Ma'al Mechof. But the Schach is problematic, and we say Doifin Akuma, it remains inside the Sukkah. Not like Rashi, that if Doifin Akuma is his carbos, then it's on a diagonal and it excludes the Schach Posel from the Sukkah. They hold that if Doifin Akuma is his carbos, it means that the Doifin is miskarev to the Istavah. But as it's miskarev to the Istavah, the Schach Posel is still there. It's miskarev that's not muffled anymore from the Istavah. But the Schach Posel is still there, and therefore you can sleep under it, because it's still part of my Sukkah. We can salivate it. So the Fri, the Rit, and the Ran, L'chayra, Hagra, Kushi, L'duchta, What does it help the Beifin Akumas is Karbos? And the Sad the Beifin Akumas is Karbos. What does it help that it's his Karbos? So fine, so the Beifin becomes closer to the Yistabah. But you still have Schach Posel, Dalit Fokum. In the case of Schach Posel, you still have Schach Posel, Dalit Fokum. Then, since Schach Posel, Dalit Fokum is a Posel in the Sukkah, in the Sukkah, as in Bubur Nagamar. And the Emes is that the Neiri, there in that Dalit, and the Sukkah is still also. The Neiri speaks the Sabbath Parish. The Ritual also talks about the two Stodim, the Beifin Akuma, that the Schach becomes a Beifin, the Ritual is Karbos. And his conception of his Karbos is Alderach, the Ritual in Iran. That the Daifin just moves over, but the Schach is still in the Sukkah. And he speaks at the Feirush, that it's Haka problematic, and the three that Sad, the Daifin, and Kum is this Kairos. How do you explain Schach Fossil? What does it help that the Daifin was in Kairos for the Schach? For you have Schach Fossil Bensa. You have Schach Fossil, Dalit Bokum, Schach Fossil Bensa. So what's it going to help to say Daifin and Kum? And the Riri says, therefore it's a Mukhuk, the Daifin and Kum is not his Kairos. That's his Raya, the Daifin and Kum is not his Kairos, but rather the Schach becomes a Daifin. So it's not they didn't bring that Raya. They gotta also hold the Daifin Akuma is not as Karvus. They might be it from the case of Avir, like Rashi. That if Daifin Akuma was as Karvus, why wouldn't it work by Avir? But this Raya they don't bring, this Raya they don't seem to have. So that's the problem. We seem to know the Kitzur, it seems to be a Machlokes between Rashi on the one hand, Rashi and Meiri on the one hand, and the Ritva and the Ran on the other. But Rashi and the Meiri hold that it's not enough to bring the Daifin close to the Schach HaKosher. You have to get rid of the Schach HaPosel. Either because if Daifin Akuma is an Ikum, because the Schach HaPosel becomes Daifin, that's God Poshel. Or if Daifin Akuma is Iskarvus, so either Rashi says it's Iskarvus at an angle, and the Schach HaPosel is therefore outside of the Sukkah, or the Meiri holds that it's not at an angle, and the Meiri therefore rejects the side that Daifin Akuma is Iskarvus. This attack doesn't work. Because it wouldn't help. This Kairos doesn't help. You still have Schach Fossil Bens. On the other hand, the Rish and the Ran, they entertain the Tzad of Leifin and Kum is Kairos. I mean, they also have both Sodom, but they entertain the Tzad of Leifin and Kum is Kairos. And they understand that Leifin and Kum is Kairos, but the Schach Fossil is still inside the Sukkah, and that doesn't seem to bother them. So how can you keep the Schach Fossil in the Sukkah, then what is this Kairos help? They seem to hold. Once the Leifin and Kum is close, once the Leifin and Kum is Mekairos, the Leifin to the Schach HaKosher, so Shalom Al Yisrael, I don't care that that happens to be Schach Posel Lirbens. So what's the Yisrael of Yerim HaKosher? And what are the written around going to do with the Gemara? So we have to take a look at the Gemara. I think the truth is that not only is it not a Kasher, but the Drashi on the one hand and the Ritva on the other hand, they go Mamash to Shitos and have learned up Shat in the Gemara. And the Ritva Shita emerges from this Shat in the Gemara, and the Rashi Shita emerges from this Shat in the Gemara. Let's take a look. The Gemara says, Omer Rabba, Ashkechasinu Mirabonu Bnei Rav, the Yasi Vekami, Aver Paisu Begimel. Sach Posel Paisu Be Arbo, which would be Arbo. It was the Rabbonu Bnei Rav hold that the Shir Sach Posel is Dalit Fach. Dalit Tochum Schach Posel, that's the halach according to Moshe Shoyim. Chol Shoyim had a passing over here, we'll see when they talk about that. The Goyin and passing like Rabba. But the Rabba, they passed him, they passed him like Rabbanu de Beirah. So anyway, so Rabbanu de Beirah said that Shir Schach Posel is Dalit Tochum. The Aminu Lano, so I said to them, Avid the Posel was Shoyim in Dalit Tochum. Where did you get the Shir of Gimel Tochum by Havir? From the Mishnah, it's not. Hichik is Asichuch when it finds Shalosh Tochum's Sholosh Tochum Tzul. So Sach Posel Nabi Lusul Ola Arba Amos. This is not Bayesh Nitchas V'sichach HaGab V'yesh M'nasichach HaKreis Ola Dalar Amos Tzul. So Rabbi says, the Mishnah says that the Shir, just like the Mishnah says the Shir of Avir is Gimel Tochum, the Mishnah says the Shir of Avir is Dalar Amos. And Rabbi understood that Pshat in the Mishnah nothing to do with Leifan HaKuma. Pshat in the Mishnah, why HaKok is Dalar Amos, less than Dalar Amos is Kosher, is because the Shir Schach Posel is Dalar Amos. And less the Dalar Amos, it doesn't matter whether it's Menetzad or whether it's Ba'emsa, Schach Posel focus on Dalar Amos doesn't pass it. That's the Shir. The Amali, so they said back to me, the Rabbi, Barmine Dai. The Mishnah is a different issue. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tavai, Mishnah, Doifan Akuma, no Gubo. That's it, it's Doifan Akuma, the Mishnah is going with Doifan Akuma, Schach Posel Possible with Dalar Tvokum. Schach Posel Ba'emsa is Taka Posel with Dalar Tvokum. Menetzad is different because Menetzad is a sort of Doifan Akuma. So apparently Rabba doesn't have the idea of Daifin HaKum. That's the Mechor the Pasim, so you said Rabba doesn't subscribe to Daifin HaKum. Mechor HaKum Shuta. And rather they're absent. No, this is din of Doifen HaKumah. So you, the Mishnah, the Shir is talking much smaller, but the Mishnah is Mavshir, Pachas, and Galahamas, because you have Doifen HaKumah. V'aminu l'lano, so Rabba said back to Rabban de Rav, Ma'ilu ikus schach posul Pachas m'dal, v'ave Pachas m'gimu ma'ik sher. Because Sefer Shirim, they're not Masar. Ma'ya b'shpudim ma'ik sulam. But if you then took the Avi and you were Mamali with Shpudim, it would become Pusul. But now you have valid coin to you. Now you have valid Falkum Sakh Pusul. How could it be? Well, the Avi, Rabbi Yisrael Begimel, because Sakh Pusul, Rabbi Yisrael Begimel, the Arbor. How could it be that Avi is better than Sakh Pusul? Four Tvokum Sakh Pusul, coin to you, Pusuls. Two Tvokum Sakh Pusul and two Tvokum Avi, it doesn't Pusul. How does that make any sense? Avi is more common than Sakh Pusul. So this is Rabbi's Kash in the Bundle of Era. So Amuli, so they said back. So Yehokli, Dof Nami, so what's going to be better coin to you? It's a paradox, fine, it's a paradox. You have the same paradox. Because the Dof Nami, the Amit, Chach Bosul, Pesul, Vodal Amis. So I look at Chach Bosul, Pokus, Vodal Amis. So Avi, Pokus, Migimel, Maik Sher. Maik Yibish, Vodal, Maik Sul, Lai Avi, Pesul, Vodal Amis. Vishloishu, Kis Chach Bosul, Pesul, Vodal Amis. So what's the difference? Fine, this is a paradoxical thing. Shurim, and Amis, Tarif, and that's, so it's the same paradox according to you as it is according to us. So what do you want from us? What's the difference? You call it Dai Bala Pokus, and you call it Vodal Amis, but the paradox is the same. V'haminu l'ano, so Rabbi said no, and I said back to them, it's not the same. Hi, Mike. Bishum aludi di damina dalad ames mishum shiur v'laf shiuru. Melo coin to me that the shiur of dalad ames, I hold that's a shiur. That's mishum shiur v'laf shiuru. So hi, laf shiuru, came to the shabbos shiurai l'av dodi, blame his tafi. So that's the way it is. Now there's hilchah shiur. Shiur in order to be misarif, you have to have the same shiur. You can't be misarif as it, because you have to be zayis, or therefore it is. So Sakh Posel has one shear, Avir has another shear, and that's the way it is. If you have Sakh Posel focus mit shear, and Avir focus mit shear, so they're not mistah. You turn the Avir into Sakh Posel, now they have the same shear, and they're mistah. So that's the way it is, and that's how halakha works. Ela de tichud ya misu shear mishum atzlogo, but according to you, that the shear is dalet tfochim is not mishum shi'ura v'lap shi'ura, but rather it's mishum haflogo, which this means in a second, but it's mishum haflogo, poshtrat what it means is, shi'ura means the shear in Sakh Posel itself. Hafloga means it's a shear and how far the doifen is from the schach hakoshim. And that's the ivitach. Shear of shear means a shear in the schach posel. Schach posel is a shear of dalat tochim. Hafloga means not a shear in the schach posel, it's a shear in the richuk of the kaisel from the schach hakoshim. So according to you, the shear is dalat tochim. So according to me, rather, the shear dalat amis, that's a shear in the schach posel itself. So the mela, it's not a start with the amis because they have two different shear. But according to you, the shear is dalet tfochim, that is a shear. How do we know? That's a clip. But some of that's, Rabba says, that's a shear in haflogo. That's not a shear in the sach posel itself. That's a shear in the richuk of the kaiso from the sach hakosher, of the doifen from the sach hakosher. So mali is palib b'sach posel, mali is kais, is palib b'sach posel be'avir. So you're just talking about the richuk of the doifen from the sach hakosher. So what's the difference? What you have in the middle? You have sach posel in the middle, avir in the middle. The shear is not in the Sakha Posel. The shear is in the Richuk of the Kaisel from the Sakha Kosher. So what matters, what does it matter if what's in the middle, between the two, is pure Sakha Posel, half Sakha Posel, and half Avir? It should be the same thing. It should have the same shear of Dalet Tfochim. That's the Shaka Vitaya. So first of all, so that's Poshim Shaka and the Shaka Vitaya. That's very not clear in the Gemara. Two things. First of all, it's not clear. With the essence of our how we understand. He's saying, a shear in the Sakh Posel itself. Shear without shear. So I understand, Sakh Posel is one shear. Different than Avir. You need a shear Sakh Posel. Avir doesn't, it's not Sakh Posel. But a shear in Atvogo, that's a shear in the Rihuk of the Kaisel, the Dauphin, from the Sakh Kosher. So what's the difference? What you have in the middle? But as far as it goes, that we understand this. But it's very natural in the worry of two things. Number one, where did Rabbah get this premise? That his shear of Dalet Amos is a shear in the Sakha Posel, but the Rabban in the Beirav shear of Dalet Tfochim is a shear in the Haflog. Maybe that's also a shear in the Sakha Posel itself. The same way he holds the Sakha Posel is a shear of Dalet Amos. So they hold the Sakha Posel as a shear of Dalet Tfochim. But who told him that the shear of Dalet Tfochim is a different kind of, that their shear of Dalet Tfochim is a different kind of shear than his shear of Dalet Amos? That's question number one. Question number two is that it's not in the Purush of the Gemara. What did Rabban Derab answer Rabba? The Gemara never, that shoe never drops. The Chor Rabba is a strong title. What's the response of Rabban Derab? And Rabbanan Rav is not nothing. It's Rav Shmuel, according to Lishna Kama. Later on, according to Lishna Basra, that it's really Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, but at least it's Shmuel. It's in Lishna Basra, we have Lishna Kama. Later, according to Lishna Basra, that Rav really held like Rabba, and there's only Shmuel on the other hand. The Rav holds the Shmuel Balaam. Okay, fine, whatever it is. But it's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, or it's Machlekes Rabba against Rav and Shmuel, different Lishonis. But it's Machlekes Balaam, or what are the Chalkim and Rabba? What do they do at this time? It seems to the Gemara that it's a double posture of the Kuli Amod. That half possible is not mistar for that. The din doesn't seem to be up for grabs. They also agree. There seems to be a double half possible. That half possible is not mistar for that. Two tefachim half possible were less than dollar amas half possible according to Rabbah. And Abir, let's say two tefachim, they're not mistar. That's a given. Everybody agrees to that. So Rabbah's time is why? According to you, it's a shirah possible. Why they're not mistar? And where does it explain? What do they answer to? So Rashi doesn't address the second question, but Rashi does address the first question. And Rashi says that Rashi is as follows. We'll read the Rashi. It's the first narrow line. Eli b'chud ha'amis shi'ura dihu mishum taflogo. Di'ar ba'amis dekarmisu leif t'nan hu b'mes nisim in schach posel. This dalet tochem that you have, you hold the shi'ur schach posel is dalet tochem. It doesn't say that dalet tochem in the Mishnah. So it must be so how do you get, where do you get the shear of Dalet Tochem? Maybe Dalet Amos, my shear, it's a Mishnah. I understood that's shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here, that if you have Dalet Amos, the Tochem is the Dalet Amos, the Sukkah is kosher. So my shear is found in the Mishnah. So could be Allah Chodesh Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah. Your shear doesn't say in the Mishnah. So what is it? It's a Svar. Right. You just made it up. Where do you get the shear of Dalet Tochem? Must be a Svar. What's the Svar? Hayin Tam Aichu. She said, what's called the Mokum Choshev to be mafled between the Daifin and the Skacha Kosher? That the Daifin should be considered far away from the Skacha Kosher. Dalet Tochem? Atamay. So Atamay, which Avze Mokum Ula Atamay, the Chaitis, the Sukkazu, Lazay Sikishayim. Therefore, it's marked the daifin from the schacha, from the schach. Or if it's the emsa sukkah, it's marked one side of the schach from the other side of the schach, and then each schach by itself doesn't have fanis. So mali is palad lechulis. So what's the difference if it's palad the schach posel? It's palad the rabbi. The kitzur Rashi is traveling about that Rabbah assumed that the shear of Dalet Tochem, his opponent's shear of Dalet Tochem, is not Allah HaMashim Sinai. It's just a Svara. That's a Mokum Choshev. And if it's a Svara, then that's apparently the next step. If it's a Svara, it's a Svara in the Richuk of the Kaisel from the Schacha Kosher. It's not a Svara in the shear of the Schach Bosel itself. It's a Svara in the Richuk of what's called the Mokum Choshev to be Marchik, the Daifin from the Schacha Kosher. Dalet Tochem, because the Komok, and that's called the Mokum Choshev. So mainly he says, if it's just a Mokum Choshev, so what's the difference? What's in the Mokum Choshev, whether it's Abir or whether it's Tach Bosel, it's a Mokum Choshev. So mainly, where's the Tzir? Rabbah's Taina is very strong. It says, the way Rashi put it in the Gemara, Rabbah's Taina to Rabban Le'Rav is that your Shir is a Svar. If it's a Svar, it's Shir HaFlogo. If it's HaFlogo Ba'alma. We have to insert that step. Since it's a Svar, it's not a Shir in the Schach Posel itself. You can't make that any Svar. It's a Shir in the HaFlogo. How far away the Daifin, how far is called the Hefzik between the different sides of the Schach? If you have Schach Posel Ba'alma, what's called the HaFlogo? And in terms of Haflogah, so what's the difference? What's in the Haflogah? What's in the Mokum Choshev? It's all the same. So what's the response that Rabban Levera have going to Rashi? What would they answer? Again, Rashi doesn't, that part Rashi doesn't spell out.
So
the Chor,
what do
they
have to say?
It's
also Shir B'Nasma.
That they hold it is a Shir B'Nasma. They Chorlik on the premise. He understood that Dalet Tochem is a Svar, not Allah HaMashim Sinai. My Shir, I have a Shir. My Shir is a big Miyuchus. Comes from the Mishnah of Dalet Amos. So that's Allah HaMashim Sinai. Your Shir, it's just a Svar and Haflogah. It's Haflogah, Mali is Chalik B'Shach Koshim, Mali is Chalik B'Shach Koshim. Rashi doesn't even speak out why. Rashi doesn't even bother to speak out why is it so possible that if it's a hafloga, then avir and schach possible should go together. Rashi doesn't speak out. Never possible. If it's a shira hafloga, then so who cares what's in the hafloga? The shira the rikuk of the daifin from the schach kasher. Who cares what's in the middle? Some less pshat Rashi. Rashi doesn't bother to spell it out. It's a never possible. So the answer. So. This may be important also to stress. Rashi doesn't even bother to explain to me. Once it's just a shir haflaga, just a svar, and it's just a shir haflaga, so why do we take for granted that mali is halad v'schach posel, mali is chai is halad v'avir? Maybe it matters what's inside the haflaga. So a person, it doesn't matter. It's just a shir of rikuk, so what does it matter? The doifin from the schach kosher are far away. What's in the middle is irrelevant. They're far away. It's a mokum kosher. The makom choshev, whatever it has, it's a makom choshev in between the teufel and the schach, or between one side of the schach and the other, when the schach possible is by himself. Yeah. So look, mistamah. So what are Rabban and Rav going to answer? Mistamah, the answer has to be that they hold that it is a shir in the schach. That Rav claimed the dalat tochem that their shir is not a shir in the schach possible itself. It's only shir haflava. They hold it's not true. It may not be mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's still a shir in the schach itself. It is mistamah. It's a makom choshev sinai. But a kapanim is a shir in the schach possible itself. And therefore, the maskana sagamara. There was a point to Rashi. Therefore, this is what's important to going to, you know, to relate back to the beginning of the discussion. According to Rashi, lechayra it has to come out lekuli alma that the shir schach posel is a shir in the schach posel itself. It's not a shir haflov. Rabba thought that their shir is a shir haflov. He imputed to them that their shir is a shir haflov. It makes no sense that it should be misal without it. That's true. As far as that goes, that argument is 100% rock bound solid. If it's only a shir of haflov, it should be misal without it, and the mice is not misal without it. So what's their answer going to be? But some of the answer has to be that they really also hold it to shir in the schach posel itself. It's not a shir haflog, and the maisim nobody holds it's a shir haflog. Shir in the schach posel itself, and that's why connecting it back to the beginning. That's why Rashi holds that bottom line schach posel is not merely a rechuk of the doifin from the schach kosher. It's a shir in the schach posel itself, and that's why when Rashi talks about doifin akumah and the tzad of doifin akumah is karbos, Rashi has to say that the Deifin Kumah is not just that the Deifin becomes close to the Schach HaKosher. That would take care of a Haflogger problem. But the problem is not a Haflogger, the problem is the Shir in the Schach HaPosel itself. You have to get rid of the Schach HaPosel. That's why Rashi keeps stressing that the Deifin Kumah gets rid of the Schach HaPosel. Either on the side it's the Iskarvus, because the Iskarvus is at a diagonal, and the Schach HaPosel is excluded from the Sukkah, or on the side that the Schach becomes a Deifin then, because, so then Enkan Schach HaPosel, because the Schach HaPosel turns into a Deifin. But Kaka, you have to get rid of the Schach HaPosel. If the Schach HaPosel is there, is in the sukkah, then that's the worm in the apple, then it's no good. The Ritva has a different shot here in the Gemara. And this Gemara, Rabbah's Taira Tirova, the Ritva says a different shot. The Ritva says the rabbi said to Rabbanu B'Rav, "Bishnu di, so dinu the lay mistar. I understand that the schach posel and avir are not mistar. The leishavu avir v'schach posel v'shiurayu v'loy b'taimon, because schach posel and avir have a different shear, and there's a different reason for the shear. The schach posel shapaisel v'galad ames mishum shu shear mokay, v'loy mishum afloga v'richu. The shear v'galad ames is a shear mokay." Something means it's a mokum in the schach itself. It's a shir in the schach itself. Something that's what it means. Think about it. But and the shir of Dalet Amis is a shir of haflog of a richuk. How far away the doifin is from the schach kosh. Avalidit hu, according to you, the shir of Dalet Tochim, ki echid de avir mishum haflogah, just like Shir Avi or the Shir HaFlog or Shir Richo, Kochenam is Chach Pasul Mishum HaFlogam. The Dalet Tochem by Choshev Shir Mokim. The Dalet Tochem Kola Perkula is not a Shir Mokim. Mokim Rishus. It's Dalet Amos. A bias of Dalet Amos, but Dalet Amos. The Shir Mokim is Dalet Amos. Dalet Tochem is not a Mokim. So since your Shir Dalet Tochem, which is not a Mokim, some areas of Lokim is a Mokim, I said, but it's not a Shir Mokim. Became a shekain dinu de mitzarfi, and therefore, should mitzarfi the avir, the mali is probably b'shach posel chud or b'shach posel the avir. We don't find the Gemara that they answered. What did they answer? It can't be that they were taisiv because the halacha is like them he holds, and Rabbi Shmuel hold up like them. So he says. So first you want to say, maybe Dalet Tochem is a Shir Mokim. Maybe the whole it is a Shir Mokim. It's not a Shir HaFlog. But, this is the main thing, the Akil is Shogu B'taymu. They hold that even if they have, if it is Shogu B'taymu, they're both Mishum HaFlog. Called the Lay Shogu B'Shir and Mr. Apiklau. Lahayim they're Bachinu L'Basol Mokim, it's not HaBeg, it's Gimel HaGimel. The kids, Rich Lesson Gansu, had a totally different traffic. He says, Rabbi's time to Rabbanu D'Veyav is not standard if it's a Shir HaFlogo, so what's the difference, what's in the HaFlogo? That's not the time. Even if it's a Shir HaFlogo, the Ritva seems to hold that there could still be a Svar, but not a Star. There's a HaFlogo of Tzach Pasul, and there's a HaFlogo of Avim. And they have different Shur. And maybe there's a Mokum to say they should not be Mitzvah. Because this is HaFlogo's Avim, and this is HaFlogo's Tzach Pasul. Rabbi's time, though, is that since they're both Shogah but Taima, these are two different shiurim, but the two shiurim have the same rationale. The both shiurim of Haflogo. So when you have two shiurim that have the same rationale, then Rabba holds they should be mitzarf. Meaning they should be mitzarf to the larger shiur. If you have Avir, and the shiur Avir is in Shum Haflogo, shiur is Gimel Tvokha, but it's shiur Haflogo. And then you have Tzach Pasul, that's a bigger shiur, but it's the same rationale basically. It's a shiur of Dalet, the shiur of Haflogo, but it's the larger shiur, Dalet Tvokha. So if you have Avir and Tzach Pasul together, Dalet Tvokha, they can't be misharif to the Gimel Tvokim, that doesn't make any sense. Chach Pasul has a bigger shir. But they should at least be misharif to the bigger shir. Since the underlying rationale of both shirim is the same rationale of Aflogo, so they should be able to be misharif. Now the job is time. It's not like Rashi. Rashi learns that if there's a shir Aflogo, then it doesn't make a difference what's in the Aflogo. What does it matter if it's made up of Chach Pasul, what if it's made up of Avir? What's the difference? The Kaisel is Rocha from the Sahar Kosher. That's called the Aflogo. That's in the Rosh Kasha. Mali is Palak B'Shach Kosher. Mali is Chai is Palak B'Shach Kosher. Doesn't make sense. It's the same HaFlogo, either way. The Ritva is not that way. The Ritva learns that even in the Tzad of HaFlogo, it makes a difference what the HaFlogo, what is in the HaFlogo. And in theory, one could imagine that Avir has one Shir HaFlogo, and Shach Kosher has a different Shir HaFlogo. It's just a Chiddush in the Ritva. Maybe it needs to be understood, really, because if it's a Shir HaFlogo, Then what's important is that the Ritvan is far away from the Tzach HaKosher. Why should there be a difference what's inside the middle? Apparently the Ritva holds that even if it's a Shir HaFlogo, even if it's a Shir Rihuk, but somehow the Rihuk is different when what's in the middle is Avir than what's in the middle is Tzach HaKosher. When in the middle it's Avir, somehow that's a different kind of Rihuk, a more severe Rihuk, than when it's a Tzach HaKosher in the middle, that's a less severe Rihuk. Yeah, that itself needs Ezra. But that says in the Ritva learns that fundamentally, even when we're talking about HaFlogo, there's a difference what's the stuff of the HaFlogo. What when light travels from the Deutan to the Tzach HaKosher, what does that have to travel through? Does it travel through Avir or does it travel through Tzach HaKosher? And somehow, if it travels through Tzach HaKosher, that's a less severe HaFlogo than if it travels through Avir. And if they have different shiur, that, as far as it goes, is the Ritva holds, that will be fine. But the Rabba holds, nonetheless, since the fundamental reason, the taima is both of Avir and of Tzach Pasul, it's one chad taima l'tshuvayu, they both have the rationale of Haflogo. So Rabba holds, when two things have different shiurim, but the rationale for the shiurim is the same, then the shiurim should be able to minstar. And that's exactly what Rabbanu Beirav don't agree with. Rabbanu Beirav holds that even if it's a shiur, even they yes, it's both Mishum HaFlogo. You're right, it is Mishum HaFlogo. But since this haflaga has a shear of gimel tefachim, and this the haflaga of Aviyah has a shear of gimel tefachim, and the haflaga of Tzachpasul has a shear of dalet tefachim, so it's leishavu b'shirayim. So even though it's hot time with shirayim, it has the same rationale because they're both mishum haflaga. Rabbanu Rav holds this is the nekudas hamachlokes. Rabbanu Rav holds that two things that don't have the same shear are not mitzdarif even if it's hot time with shirayim. And he goes on and he says that according to this chat, when the Gemara asks, the Gemara goes on and asks from the Mishnah that I beg the or the asak and so on that they mitzdarif. Beged v'asak asak v'yor or the amapets mitztarfim zem zed they mitztarf with shir beged. So Gemara says, oh, you see that things that don't have the same shir are mitztarf. Is this a kasha on the rabba? Is it a kasha on Rabbanu Dibei Rav? And whom is the kasha? According to the Ritva, it's a kasha. Ritva says the Ferish. It's a kasha on Rabbanu Dibei Rav. It's not a kasha on Rabba. According to Rabba, it's not a problem at all. Of course, beged and sak have different shir. But the rationale is the same. The rationale is the shear of a chashim of beged. Of course, different stuffs have different amounts that you need to have a chashim of beged. But it's the same underlying rationale to be a beged chashim. So if the same underlying rationale, then you can be mitzvah of different shear. Beged has one shear, sak has a different, whatever it is. The shear sak is dalad tofa, is dalad al dalad. The shear oir is chomish al chomish. But if you have something that's both sak and or, so they're mitzaref to the larger shear. Obviously, I'm mitzaref to the smaller shear. That wouldn't make any sense. But they're mitzaref to the larger shear. So according to Rabbanu Dibei Rav, the mission is not a problem at all. Okay, it says in the mission like that that things can have a different shear, but if the underlying rationale of the shear is the same, then they can be mitzaref to the larger shear. You can take the thing that needs more. You can take the more potent stuff and be mitzaref with the less potent stuff, and make a shear and make a shear. The shear of the less potent quantity. Follow what I'm saying with the. Of course, they're not going to be mitzaref to the smaller shear, but they're mitzaref to the larger shear. So I'll then accept that they're abundant rabs. So it's the same thing over here. Yeah, the haflogas av, and yeah, the haflogas chafosu. They're both mishum afloga. Of course, they have a different. They happen to have a different shear. Avir apparently is a more severe afloga, and chafosu is a less severe afloga. But if I can take some avir and add it to my chafosu, now I have a shear dalat pochim. So that makes up a shear afloga. That's their abundant rabs. So they don't have a problem with the mishum. But Rav holds that even if it's chad time of the true value, but since the mice they have a different shear, even though it's chad time of the true value, so Rav holds they. Rav holds that if it's chad time of the true value, it should be mistar. It should be mistar. But according to him, the Mishnah is good. But Rav holds even if it's chad time of the true value, even if it's chad time of the true value. Since they have different shiurim at the end of the day, they're not mitzvah, and it's a rabbanu Dibei Rav that we ask from the mission. It's a rabbanu Dibei Rav we ask from the mission. The kitzur comes out according to the ritva that hakom that the machlokes between rabba and rabbanu Dibei Rav, they both agree. The shiur dal tefachim is hakom mishum afloga. Shir Dal Tochim, it comes out according to Mitzvah Pshat and Gemara. Rabbanu Dibei Rav said there's a Shir Dal Tochim. So Rabbi said to them, Dal Tochim, that's a Shir HaFloga. How come it's not Mitzvah with Avir? So according to Rashi, their response is, no, it's not a Shir HaFloga at all. You have us all wrong. Rashi is not a Shir HaFloga. It's also a Shir in the Safosel itself. According to the Ritzvah, it's a Beferish. The Rabbanu Dibei Rav say, no, you're right. It is a Shir HaFloga. But it's not Mitzvah anyway, because different Shirim are not Mitzvah, even if it's got time to look right. And that's them shifting the Gemara. What about Beged and so on? So it comes out according to the Ritzvah that the Maskonis of the Gemara, the Maskonis of the Gemara is that the Shir of Dalet Tefachim is a Shir HaFloga. Not a Shir in the Sach Puzzle itself, it's a Shir in the HaFloga. Meaning the Rechuk of the Dalet Amos of the Doifin from the Sach HaKosher. According to Rabbanu Dibei Rav, of course, Rav's shear Dalet Amos is shear in the Sach Puzzle itself, but the shear of Dalet Tefachim, Rabbanu Dibei Rav's shear of Dalet Tefachim, that's not a shear in the Sach Puzzle itself. That's a shear in the Haflog of the Kosel from the Sach Puzzle. Even though Avir has one shear in Dalet Tefachim and Sach Puzzle has another shear, and they're not mistaret, apparently the Rechuk itself, the Haflog itself, it is affected by what's inside the what's in the intervening space. If an intervening space is empty, is avir, then the shir richuk is smaller. If the intervening space is chapasul, then the shir richuk is larger. That's gimel tzalchem with aleph. But they're both be'etzim a shir richuk. They're shir haflaga, shir of the richuk of the chaisel from the schach kosh. That's according to the ritual. According to Rabbah, not according to Rabbah, Dalet Amos is a shir in the schach apostle itself. But the shir of Dalet Tochim is a shir in the richuk. Whereas according to Rashi Trachim in the Gemara, the shir of both the shir of Dalet Tochim is according to Rashi Trachim in the Gemara. The shir of Dalet Tochim is a shir in the schach apostle itself. Rabbah accused the people of his chelkemolo that their shir of Dalet Tochim is just a shir of Haflonga. In which case it doesn't matter what's in the middle, because Rashi learns that if it's a shir of Haflonga, then what's the difference between what's in the side? It's a shir of Haflonga, Mali is Palibus, it's just a shir. Right? The Gemara's question, Mali is, it's a different understanding of the Gemara's question, Mali is Palibus Hafposel, Mali is Palibus Hafposel Vahabi. According to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, the Gemara's question is, if it's a shir of Rikhok, then what's in the middle doesn't matter. Who cares what's in the middle? It's a shir and it's a shir of Rikhok. That's Rabbah's time to open. So then there should be two. What's their answer going to have to be? Their answer going to have to be, it's not a shir rikhuk. It's a shir in the schach posel itself. You have us all wrong. Our shir is also a shir in the schach posel itself. According to the ritva, the Gemara's question, Mali is palig the schach posel, Mali is palig the schach posel, Mali is palig the schach posel, the avir. The question is not, well, if it's rikhuk, who cares what's in the middle? That's not the question at all. Even if it's rikhuk, apparently we do care what's in the middle. Because the Rikhuk is still affected by the medium in between. I don't know what's the Kudus HaMachlokes here between Rashi and the Ritva on this point. But the Ritva learns the Gemara that even if it's a Shia Rikhuk, the Rikhuk is still affected by the medium in between. The Gemara's question, Rabbah's question to Rabban the Rab is that if it's a Shia Rikhuk, then it's Chataim of the Chuvayim. If it's Chataim of the Chuvayim, the Shia Mordavim is Mitzar. And their answer is no, even though it is Chataim of the Chuvayim, the Shia Mordavim is Mitzar anyway. And that depends on this issue of when shiurim. It's a machlokes in Hilchas Shiurim. Are shiurim mitztaref when they have two things mitztaref to a shiur gadol if they have a different shiur but it's the same rationale? Rabbah holds they should be mitztaref, and Rabbanan Rav holds they're not mitztaref. They're not mitztaref. And it really depends on how to read the mission about the sakhi or himself. Maybe Rabbah's on that mission that different shiurim are mitztaref if they have the same time of the Jubayah. And Rabbanan Rav holds that's different because if I should make my mission to Moshe, they're the same shiur like the hemshich of the sukkah. Comes out that according to the Ritva's Mahalach in the Gemara, the Shir of Dalet Tochim is a Shir of Haflaga. Plus, now it's developing. If the Shir of Dalet Tochim is a Shir of Haflaga, so that I understand that if Doifin Akuma, even if Doifin Akuma is Iskarbos, Iskarbos takes care of the problem. I don't think we're the Sacha Apostle. Sach apostle is not possible because intrinsically there's a sheer dal tfokim that's a tzul, or that's a chasitzul. Sach apostle passes because it creates a haplog, it creates a richuk between the kaisel and the sach akosha. Well, lezen nemar, the halach of doifin akuma, the doifin akuma is nekarev the doifin to the sach akosha. If doifin akuma is nekarev the sach akosha, the doifin to the sach akosha, then there's no haplog anymore. May the ritual shiktosoi. The Ritva Shittosi learns that Doifin Akumo could be his karvos, and it's not Moitzi Nishach Apostle Menasukh, like we saw by Istava. The Ritva knows you could sleep on the side of Doifin Akumo's his karvos, you could sleep under the next to the Istava. Because the Sach Apostle is not excluded from the Sukkah. So how does that work? If the Sach Apostle is not excluded from the Sukkah, so how does Doifin Akumo work? How does Doifin Akumo solve the problem? The answer is because the problem was never that the Sach Apostle itself has a Shir of Dalet Tochim. The problem was that if you have Sach Apostle Dalet Tochim, then it creates a Richuk, a Haflogah between the Kaisel and the Sach HaKosher. Well, for that exactly, I have the Din of Doifin Akuma there. It's Makar of the Doifin for the Sach HaKosher. So there's no Haflogah because Faket, Doifin Akuma, what the Sach Apostle is Makar, the Doifin Akuma is Makar. That's good for the Din of Iskarbus. So in the Mamas of Shittosa, Rashi made a fear of Mamas of Shittosa. Rashi learns, when Rashi learns, the Sugya comes out that the Shia of Dalet Tochim, the Shia in the Sach HaKosher itself is not Mishum Haflogah. Rashi reads the Gemara that Rabbah was right. If it will be a shir of Atloga, then there could be no, then Avi would be Mistar. And nobody thinks Avi is Mistar. You can't be Mistar by Avi and Sach Posel. That's axiomatic. So Rabbah is 100% right. The shir can't be a shir of Atloga. It's Mishum Shir of the Lab Shir. And Rabbah and Rab have to agree to that. And that's the Maskana, and about it's a shir in Sach Posel itself. So therefore, Rashi holds, what's it going to help Daifan Akuma? If Daifan Akuma is, and it's sad that Daifan Akuma is a scarabus. We're talking to you about, and it's sad that Daifan Akuma is a scarabus. So Rashi holds, if Daifan Akuma is a scarabus, what does it help? So it's scarabus ahead, it's scarabus ahead, but I have schach puzzle in the middle. Shumishum shiur, lav shiur, the schach puzzle is a shiur dal tokum. The answer is, because the Daifan Akuma goes in a slant, and it's mighty, the schach puzzle in the sukkah. The ritual of Shitosu holds that it's, that the shiur of schach puzzle is not a shiur in the schach puzzle itself, except according to the rabbi that it's, that it's, that it's Dalai Amas. Shir Dalai Amas, then you don't even need Daifan Akuma, then it's a Shir Dalai Amas. Fine. Rabbi Taka doesn't have Daifan Akuma in the Mishnah. But if you have Daifan Akuma in the Mishnah, that means you're going like Rabban Deir Rabbi. Shir Dalai Tochim. Dalai Tochim is not a Shir in the Sakh Postal itself. Dalai Tochim is not a Shir Afloga. It's a Shir Afloga. So then Daifan Akuma is fine. Daifan Akuma. The Afloga means that the Sakh Kosher is rotted from the Daifan. Daifan Akuma says that the Daifan is covered from the Sakh Kosher. So finish.
On the Gemara that we had, that we were trying to figure out why we needed the third case in the Mishnah. And so the Ritva, we looked at this and said it was because, since the in that case, I think last time we said that we explained the Ritva based on the fact that the Saha Puzzle is inherent in itself. So that's how the question for saying that.
We have to say that Chaitis Ma'ai means Mabdul Ma'id doesn't mean because the Ritva has this notion that even in Hafloga the medium matters. So by Schach Puzzle it's more Mufug. Schach Puzzle will obviate the most. The Ritva, this is the strange notion of the Ritva, which is built into the way he learns the subject. That even in Hafloga it makes a difference what's in the middle. Rashi doesn't have it. Rashi holds once you're talking Hafloga. So who cares what's in the middle? The Daifan is rocha from the Schach HaKosher. What's in the middle is irrelevant. Mali is followed. Mali is Schach Bosel. Mali is Schach Bosel of Adir. The Ritva learns that that's not true. Even if it's a Haflogo, the medium makes a difference. The Daifan is considered to be more muffled from the Schach HaKosher if you have Adir in the middle than if you have Schach Bosel. And even if you have Schach Bosel, apparently, it's more muffled if it's Schach Bosel Mamish than if it's just Hasib Leiman also. That's the trick of something about. So that's what it means. It's Mabdul Mai. It means Mabdul Mai makes a bigger Haflogo. But that's what you have to say.
We're changing
our job. Well, we're tweaking it. But Mavdol Moy doesn't mean that it's that in Mitzad the Schach Puzzle itself. It means Mitzad the Haflogah Shavoy. But the ritual is Shitosoy, that the stuff that's in the middle affects the Shir Haflogah. Which again, that needs a Hezbollah by itself. That's that Nekudah between Rashi and the Ritva. The Rashi holds, if it would be a Shir HaFloga, Rashi holds it's not a Shir HaFloga, according to anybody. But if it would be a Shir HaFloga, Rashi holds, then it would not matter to me what's the stuff in the middle. It will be the same. And the Ritva doesn't have it. Even if it's a Shir HaFloga, but what's in the HaFloga still affects the Shir of the HaFloga. And the Uche affects how you understand the din of Abi Gimel Tokum. Abi Gimel Tokum, the Chayre Abi is for sure Shir HaFloga. Pshuta, the Abi, the Tzul of Abi, the Pshuta is a HaFloga. It's a Richuk from the Chayzul and the Sa. According to Rashi, once you tell them a HaFloga, it doesn't matter what's in it. So it raises a problem. So how come Abi is a Shir Gimel Tokum and Sach Posel is a Shir of Dalet Tokum? Every Sach Gimel Tokum, every Sach Posel of Gimel Tokum should be Pashul as HaFloga, the same as Abi Pashul as HaFloga. This is kind of an aside. I'm just raising the question. Maybe we'll. Right. The Pashup, the Chayra, the Pshuta, I would think, whatever the Schach Posel is, whether it's Schach Posel is Mishum Shur, Balav Shur, it's a Shur in the Schach Posel itself, or it's a Shur HaFloga, whatever comes out of here. But Abir, the din of Abir, Gimel Tokum, Abir Lachayra is HaFloga. Lukulia Lukhar Abir is HaFloga. And what's the Shur Gimel Tokum? Shur Abir is Gimel Tokum. That's apparently a HaFloga. According to everybody, Abi Gimel Tokum is HaFloga. According to Rashi, HaFloga means a Richuk, and in a Richuk, I don't care what's inside the Richuk. So why, when you have Schach Posel, Gimel Tokum, I'll leave it at this. Schach Posel, Gimel Tokum should pass it. Because every Schach Posel should be like Abi, which is a HaFloga.
Can you just say that
Lovat is a Dimrit? I'm not going with Lovat, it's more than Lovat. Gimel Tokum, it's Yotzen of HaLovat.
But it's a Dimrit called Rabula. It's a Lovat, once you've seen it, called Rabula. doesn't only apply.
No, lover takes off of Sulu Pakir. The Moshe is in Dakir Ches, the man number ain't lover the answer, so Avi Mashu passes. Then it's going to make the question even more. Avi really passes the Mashu. Up to Gimel Tokim, lover takes off of Sulu. The Chayyas of Ches in Dakir Ches, if you get it in the gate, that's also that. The more Dakir Ches is the man number ain't lover the answer, then Avi Mashu passes. The sheer Avi of Etzim apparently is the Mashu. Love it gets to get lets you get away with after Gimel Tokim. But once you hit Gimel Tokim, Avi passes. Because Avi Be'etzim is a puzzle with Mashu. And Gimel Tokim for sure. So every Schach puzzle, Dali Hoffa, that is Schach puzzle, but it should be like Avi, which is a half lover. We have to say, according to Rashi, that Avi is not a half lover. Avi is more than a half lover. Avi is like a, has some other name, like a Mapsik. Not a half lover. You have to, according to Rashi, you have to defend as a new animal. Avi is not a, so it's not even a half lover. If it'll be merely a half-lover, then Mali is palied by Avir. Like the Gemara says, Mali is palied by Avir, or we'll paraphrase the Gemara. Mali is palied by Avir, Mali is palied with Sach Bosel. The way Rashi learns Mali is palied means, once it's just a Rechuk, so who cares what's in the middle? So Avir and Oimer, there's a sheer Avir game with welcome passives, so Mali is palied by Avir, Mali is palied with Sach Bosel. And that's clearly not true. Avir is game with welcome, and Dalai and Sach Bosel is more. You have to say, according to Rashi, that the din of Avir is not merely a half-lover. Avi is worse than a half lover. Avi is like some kind of hepsic. Like a discontinuity, it's more than a half lover. A half lover is a different thing, and a half lover. What's half fossil is a half lover? And the more is, no, half fossil is not a half lover either. It's Mishum Shira Balaf Shira. According to the Ritva, Avi could be a half lover. Avi is a half lover, but the half lover itself has a different Shira. Avi is half lover, is Gimel Tokim, and half fossil is half lover, is Dalaf Tokim. That's a fallout, I think, from this whole discussion. Akoponim. I want to say more. I want to finish this. There's another step over here. Tefillah Mitzvah comes out a very interesting thing. Pashtus in the sugya is that Rabbah does not subscribe to Beit HaNekum at all. Because Rabbah learns the Shir of Dalai Lamas from the Mishnah. Rabbah learns Schach Puzzles of Dalai Lamas, even the Emes of Schach Puzzles of Dalai Lamas. And he learns it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah told him about Dalai Lamas from the Tzad. How can you learn the Shir of Schach Puzzles of Dalai Lamas from the Mishnah? The Mishnah Mishum Doif HaNakuma, like the Gemara says, that's what the Rabban the Rav said to Rabba. Rabba Shmuel Damit Rav Mishum Doif HaNakuma Nogu Bo. You can't see anything. You don't see Shir Dal Ramas in the Mishnah. Rabba saw in the Mishnah Shir Dal Ramas. Karnam, it must be, he doesn't subscribe to Doif HaNakuma. Kach B'Pshuta. Some are trying to speak to Rabba Feish. That Rabba doesn't hold from Doif HaNakuma. However, Lefi the Ritva, maybe we're snazzy in the mahalach of the Ritva and the Sugya. If we're mitzar of the Ritva, with that sad that Doit and Akum is a Iskaros, that sad in Rishon, that Doit and Akum is a Iskaros, because Rashi holds the Maskon is not a Iskaros. The Ritva and the Rav also the Maskon hold that it's not a Iskaros. As of Avir, I think if it was a Iskaros, it would work even by Avir. But there's a Tura that's Mashmah, is a Iskaros, because the Rambam, there's a Stephen around them. There could be Shita and Rishonim that doesn't come, is this time. If we'll be Mitzarev, the Shita of the Ritva on the one end, the Sugya, that namely that Dalat Fokim is a Shira Haflogo, that's how you reach the Sugya, that Dalat Fokim is a Shira Haflogo. Whereas Dalat Amos is Mishum Shira Velav Shira, like Yomar says. And we'll be Mitzarev that with the Shita that Dalat Fokim is a Iskaros. I will assume that his scarvis means the Ritva and the Ran's version of his scarvis. That it moves laterally, not the Rashi's version, that it undercuts the Schach HaPosel and excludes the Schach HaPosel from the Sukkah. But we'll go with the Ritva and the Ran's version, that even if it's scarvis, but the Schach HaPosel is still there. You can sleep next to the Yisrael and so on. Then, that would open the door to say that Rabba could agree to such a thing as Beit HaNekum. The only thing is, Doif HaNekuma only works for problems of Haflogah. Beifin Akuma doesn't work for problems of Schach Pussel, for problems of Schach Pussel, with Pussel's Mishum Shiur, Velab Shiur. And therefore, Rabbah, since Rabbah Lashitasa holds that Schach Pussel is not a Psul of Haflaga, Rabbah Tainus is Misar with Adir. Right? He holds that Shabbat Tain Ayo, they would have been Misar. So Rabbah holds was Wachriya, that the Shiur of that Schach Pussel is La Mishum Haflaga. It's Mishum Shiur of Alav Shiur. The Schach Pussel is of the Paz, not because it makes the Doifin Muflug from the Schach HaKosher, but because the Schach HaPussel Mitzad Atzmai becomes the problem, it becomes a Chatzitzah. Well, because it has its intrinsic Shiur that's Chatzitz. So according to Rabbah, Doifin HaKuma won't solve the problem of the Schach Pussel if Doifin HaKuma is his Karas. And therefore, Yechelan Eloyma, that Rabbah might agree in theory that there's such a thing as Doifin HaKuma. Well, see in a few minutes what might be an Achimino. How is it what's an Achimino? It doesn't help the Schach Pussel, what does it help for? But we'll see, it's not an academic thing. We'll see in a minute. But listen to the theoretical level. Rabbah could agree that there's such a thing as Doifin HaKuma. But what's it going to help according to Rabbah? Doifin HaKuma is just his Karbus. It contracts the distance between the Doifin and the Schach HaKosher. That would be good if the problem was Aflogadik. But according to Rabbah, that the problem is that it's an intrinsic psul of Schach Pussel, an intrinsic shear of Schach Pussel, then Doifin HaKuma won't help. So therefore, Rabbah looked at the Mishnah and he said, that's not Mishnah Doifin HaKuma, because it's a shear Schach Pussel. Schach Pussel is not a problem that Doifin HaKuma can solve. Must be that this is why is it kosher? Why is that Pachas without Amos kosher? It must be because it's Pachas Mika Shear. The shear must be without Amos. Fizel is a we could say gavaldik. Is a gavaldik erevach. There's a machlekes. I told you before. There's a machlekes to how to pass in this suit. The Ga'onim passed in like Rabbah, that the shear of Schach Pussel is dalad amos even bends. Since in the Lishna Basser, Rabbah holds like Rabbah, and Rav and Shul Alocha Kirav. At least in Yisurim, so they pass him like Rabbah. The Schach Pussel is the Dalai Lamas. The Riff, the Rambam, the Rosh, they all pass him like Rabban and Rav, like Shmuel, that it's the sheer Dalai Tfokh. What's their Raya? So Ramban says, the Raya is, because according to Rabbah, you see, there's no such thing as Doifin HaKuma. According to Rabbah, if the Shir is Dal Ramas, then there's no such thing as Doifin HaKuma. But we have Gemara's about Doifin HaKuma. The Gemara in that Bogom Abay said that there's a Hilchasol L'Mechitzin, that Mechitzin are Lachom HaShem Yishinaitzim, but what is Mechitzin? Good beloved of Doifin HaKuma. We had a Gemara by Itzabah, where the Gemara says that you can sleep, that if you have an istaba, as long as you have less than Dalai Lamas from the istaba to the Kaisel, so the istaba takes care of the problem of Lumala Meshrim, because it's Doifin HaKuma. So they have a lot of Gemara, they all say Doifin HaKuma. All those Gemara's that say Doifin HaKuma, where'd they get Doifin HaKuma from the Mishnah? So the Perish Gemara says the Mishnah is also Doifin HaKuma. If it's also Doifin HaKuma, then you see that is not because that the Shia is not Dalai Lamas. They got Doifin HaKuma from the Mishnah. If the Shia of Schach Pussel is Dalai Lamas, then you don't need a din of Doifin HaKuma. And if there is a din of Doifin HaKuma, both ways. If the Shia of Schach Pussel is Dalai Lamas, then you don't need a din of Doifin HaKuma. And moreover, if the Shia of Schach Pussel is Dalai Lamas, then there's no mocker in the Mishnah for Doifin HaKuma. Because the Mishnah says if Pachas Dalai Lamas is kosher, it's nothing to do with Doifin HaKuma. Because it's just Pachas Mikashir. Remember, it's Pachas Mikashir. So all the sugyas that have a halakha of Doifin HaKuma, says the Ramban, are all against Rabbah. They're all like Rabban de Beirah. So about it, so all those halachas, all those sugyas are machriya that the halacha must be like Rabban de Beirah. That's the Ramban's time against the Goyim. So what can we say for the Goyim? Lufi mashin is bayer. We have a beval of the Paris for the Goyim. The Goyim hold like the Ritva. That the Shia of Dal, we can say the Goyim hold like the Ritva. The Shia of Dal Tfakim is a Shia of Richuk. But the Shir of Dalai Amas, Rabbah Shir of Dalai Amas is Shir in the Sakh itself. Mishum Shir of Alav Shir, like the Gemara says. Ritva learns that that's the bottom line of the Gemara. Like the Pasuk in the Gemara that we just said, he's dying with this. Rabba, the Shir Dal Ramas, the Shir of in the Schach Basel itself, Mishim Shir of Alav Shiru, whereas the Shir of Dal Tochim is the Shir of Haflogah. Furthermore, the Galenim hold that Doifen HaKuma is a Hiskarvus. Not that the Schach becomes a Doifen, it's a Hiskarvus. So maybe we could say there is isn't a Doifen HaKuma. The Halach HaLoyim is like Rabba. The Shia is half-possible with Dalai Amos. And that's the Shia is half-possible itself. Because if we don't, like Rabba said, if it only Shia HaFlogah, then it will be Mishav with Avir. We know it's not Mishav with Avir. Even though it's time in the it must be there's not time in the Kivayu, it's a Shia in the Sahapostle itself, it's not a Shia HaFlogah. If it's a Shia in the Sahapostle itself, then Doifen HaKuma doesn't help for it. So therefore in the Mishnah, you don't see anything about Doifen HaKuma in the Mishnah. Because Doifen HaKuma is just a Hiskarvus, it wouldn't help the Sahapostle. So the Mishnah that says that the Dalai Lama's culture must be not because of Doifen HaKuma, but because that's the Shia of Sahapostle. But the only there is a dinner, there is still a din of Doifen HaKuma. It just doesn't help the Schach Basel. You ask me, but if it doesn't help the Schach Basel, so what's that going to mean in the din of Doifen HaKuma? If it doesn't solve the problem of Schach Basel, then what does it solve? The answer is, it solves Istaba. Because by Istaba, what's the problem by Istaba? By Istaba, the problem is the Schach is Lamal Mechof. So there's an Chalkas Yishonim, we had the beginning of the Masechta, is Lamal Mechof a problem in the Schach, or is it a problem in the Tanis? But the Yishonim hold it's a problem in the Tanis. In fact, the Ravid and the Hasogah from the Balamor, the beginning of the Masechta, which we way back when we talked about, the Ravid asks, "How does Itzava even solve the problem? He built an Itzava, but the Tfanis is still a Malam Yichof, so there's still dearest Kvadik in the Tfanis, the Malam Yichof. How does Itzava even solve the problem?" So the Ravid answered that Itzava solves the problem because now that you say Doifen HaKuma, so the Tfanis Kielu, the Tfanis now are measured from the Itzava. Here's my Yisrael. My Doifen was all the way down to the floor. So where do I measure the Doifen? How do I measure the height of the Doifen? Without Doifen HaKuma, I would measure the height of the Doifen from the floor. So it's Lamal Mechof. Doifen HaKuma says the Raya takes care of the problem, because now, whichever version of Doifen HaKuma you want to say, either because it curves, I think that's what the Raya says, because it curves, like an Ikum. But even if it's Hiskarvus, even better, if it's Hiskarvus, now the Doifen is next to the Istaba, it's Miskarv to the Istaba. So I measure the floor, not from the floor down there, I measure the floor from the top of the Istaba. So Doifen HaKuma is Machshir, the problem of the Lamal Mechof. That's the case, there Doifen HaKuma will help. Even if Schach Kosel is a Shir in the Schach itself, but for that Doifen Hiskarvus doesn't help, but for this problem Hiskarvus will help. If the Lamal Mechof is not a Schach Kosel, the Lamal Mechof is just a problem in the Tfanos, so for that Doifen HaKuma is exactly the solution that we need. We'll be Makar the Tfanos to the Istaba. Now the height of the Tfanos will be measured from there. That's what it says in writing. So maybe the Gemara by Istaba, where the Gemara talks about Doifen HaKuma, that's not a riot to get that off, it's not like Rabba. Rabba agrees to that. Rabba agrees to such a thing as Doifen HaKuma. You Makar the Doifen to the Istaba. Now you have now it's Kofas Mechof, the Valdik. That's exactly the kind of problem that Doifen HaKuma solves. But Schach Posel doesn't solve, because what is helping Makar to Doifen to the Istaba? But I still have Schach Posel over there, and the Schach Posel itself has a shear to be a chatzitza. That Doifen HaKuma doesn't solve. So what do you do with our Mishnah? Teretz is our Mishnah reacting like Rabba. That has nothing to do with Doifen HaKuma. It's a din of Schach Posel. Maybe the Gemara of Istaba was good. The Gemara that says that the halacha Mishnah is Sinai of Mechitzin, L'may Yitzchuk, L'may Hilchusul, the Doifen HaKuma, it means the Doifen HaKuma of Istaba, not the Doifen HaKuma of Schach Posel. So maybe it's Mitzvah of Shudah of the Shudah of Shudah. How could we bring a passage like Rabbi? We have all the Gemara of Doifen HaKuma. All the Gemara of Doifen HaKuma. What's all the Gemara? We have the Gemara of Yitzvah, and we have the Gemara of that Halakha Moshe Nisina, which could mean Yitzvah. There's one minor Nekuzah that's still not like Rabbi. Because the Gemara by Yitzvah, when it says that it's Mitzvah of Doifen HaKuma, the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? It says in the Mishnah, it's not Doifen HaKuma. The Gemara says, I would say it's only Doifen HaKuma. Forget the Gemara. Maybe only Tarecha. Or Chaz, the Doifen, the Gemara says, but the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Doifen HaKuma? It already says in our Mishnah. According to Rabbah, it doesn't say Doifen HaKuma in our Mishnah at all. And economic, that Shakta Vitaria is not according to Rabbah. That Shakta Vitaria is according to let's say to Shmuel. Fine, but the din itself, that's actually terrible. But the din itself of Istavah, they're going to come, Rabbah also agrees to him. The Halakha Moshe Messina, they're going to come, Rabbah also agrees to him. Rabbah is just asking a little bit of Shmuel, that the Mishnah says, they're going to come, what would be the Chiddush of the Psak of Istavah? But that, by that, they're going to live with that, that particular part of the Shakta Vitaria is a little bit of Shmuel. The Feast Zed is also another beautiful thing. When Rabbah said to Rabbah, but Rabbah rather said to Rabbah, "Under the Rabbah," he said, "Rabbah said to Rabbah, 'Under the Rabbah.'" So Bishlam of the Didi, Dalat Amos is a shear, and it's a shear, and it's Mishum Shear Olav Shear. But according to you, it's a shear. It's a shear half longer. Mali's paladin and so on and so forth. Right. So we said before, it's not so clear in the Gemara. How did Rabbah know that his shear is a shear, an intrinsic shear in the staff fossil, but their shear, Balat Tochim, is a shear Mishum HaPlog? Maybe, make a taste. So Rashi said, Pshat, because his shear says in the Mishnah, it's a Lachom Mishum Sinai, their shear is just a Svarah, Balat Tochim is just a Svarah, so it's only, probably only Mishum HaPlog. But the Ritva said a different Pshat, because Dalat Amos is a shear in Mokim, and Dalat Tochim is not a shear mokim, so maybe with Dalat Amos, the Gemara Rabbah thought that's a shear of an intrinsic shear in the chashivas of the sach. Dalat Tochim is only a shear of aflogo. Each one the way they live. Lefi the shita segalim, boy, I mean, we are now the shita segalim. I say a new pshat in the Gemara, gavaldika gishmak of pshat in the Gemara. Why Rabbah thought that his shear is a shear in the sach itself, but their shear is a shear of aflogo. Shiur, because the whole premise of here is for shiuri haflaga, Deifin Akuma works. Because Deifin Akuma is iskaris. Learning now in the language, Deifin Akuma is iskaris. Iskaris works exactly for problems of haflaga. For problems of schach puzzle, intrinsic shiurim of an intrinsic shiur in schach puzzle itself, Deifin Akuma is not going to help at all. Right, that's the basis of what we've been saying. So Mele, the Shakir Tayyim goes like this. Rabbi said, look at the Mishnah. I see in the Mishnah the Shir Dal Ramas. You see the Shakir, the Pokas of Dal Ramas. You see the Shakir Pokas of Dal Ramas. So what do they say? They said, Rabbi Shno, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tivai, the Mishnah is out, Leif and Akum. Loyal and the Shir is much less. They had the Mishnah is going with Leif and Akum. So if the Mishnah is going with Leif and Akum, then it's Mukuk that the Shir of Dal Tokum is a Shir after Logo. Because if it was a shear in the sack itself, Deifin Akuma wouldn't have solved the problem. Because Rabban the Rav said we should Deifin Akuma Noguba, that means they said the shear really is a very small shear, sack fossil is a very small shear you need to pass it. But either Mishnah has a great big shear, yeah, because Deifin Akuma works. Well, how does Deifin Akuma work? Deifin Akuma is only a scarvus. It must be. Deifin Akuma only solves problem of Aflaga. Doesn't solve problems of the shear in the sack fossil itself. It must be that they hold that the shear dal tochem is taka problem of aflogo, like the Ritva learns the sugya. They hold the shear of aflogo. So male deifin akuma works. Rabbah holds that the mission is not going with deifin akuma. Well, if it's not going with deifin, if this mission now is deifin akuma, if the mission now is deifin akuma, then the shear of schach possible could be a shear in the schach itself. And again, that's how he knows that it's that the shear dal hamas and not mission deifin akuma. He agrees that such a thing is deifin akuma, but deifin akuma doesn't solve sulam in the schach itself. The kitzur, the shakti v'tayim in the Gemara goes like this. That Rabbi said, the Mishnah, I've seen the Mishnah, the shear is chakposel with dalet amos. Because the Mishnah says dalet amos, maybe it's Mishnah deifin akuma. So Rabbi, what would deifin akuma help? Chakposel is possible intrinsically. There's an intrinsic shear of chakposel. Deifin akuma is not going to help it. You can say it's karvus from today till tomorrow. You still have chakposel in the middle. It must be the shear is chakposel, the etzim is dalet amos. Abundantly, Rabbi said, no, Mishnah deifin akuma no lubo. The way it works with Deifin Akuma, you make the Deifin to the Sakha Kosher, and that's how everything becomes kosher. So Rabbah said to them, that means you must hold that Sakha Fossil is only Mishum HaFlogo. Because if it was an intrinsic shear, then Deifin Akuma wouldn't work. From the very fact that you say Mishum Deifin Akuma Nogubo, it must be that Sakha Fossil doesn't have an intrinsic shear, it's only a shear Rikuk. That's how Deifin Akuma solves the problem. Well, if it's only a shear Rikuk, Mishum HaFlogo, so why isn't it Sakha Fadavi? Sakha Taimu Lichuvai? What's the Rabbi's halacha that his shear is an intrinsic shear, but their shear is only shear haplaga? Where is that coming from? Rashi, the mitzvah, they have to be nitzchak somehow. The Gemara took for granted that Rabbis is a shear haplaga, is an intrinsic shear, and Dal Tochum is a shear richuk. Either because Dal Tochum doesn't say in the Mishnah like Rashi says, or because it's not such a shear mokum like the mitzvah says. But feed the mitzvah, no, they're not taking minachot from the shachar l'kayyid itself, from the preceding shachar l'kayyid emerges. Because Rabbi says the mitzvah has nothing to do with toifan akumah, because toifan akumah wouldn't help in the mitzvah, because it's an intrinsic shear schachbosel. Rabbi the Barak said, no, mitzvah toifan akumah no gabon. That the mitzvah works with toifan akumah, that means that it must be only a problem of richuk. Because toifan akumah only solves problems of richuk. So now it's a hemshach of the same shachar l'kayyid. So Rabbi is back there, Rabbi the Barak. You're telling me mitzvah toifan akumah no gabon. That means only shear haplava. So how come it's not a sour? It's nothing to do with the shear richuk. It's a shear in the sach posel itself. That's why defen akumah doesn't work. But the didchu that if defen akumah works, it must be a shear of haplaga. Well, if it's a shear of haplaga, so why is it mitzvah for davi? That's trapping. Then the coin to go in. I think that's trapping the mind.
But why does Rava think that
defen
akumah works
with the Everybody, coin to the goyim. I'm saying everybody holds defen akumah is I'm saying the Goyim hold that Goyim is discounts. Everybody agrees that. I mean within the Goyim's universe, Rabba, Rabban, and the Rab, that's the Goyim Kum, who's Goyim Kum is discounts. Yeah, anyway, we saw it. So Shine and Shine, how does Goyim Kum work? So the Goyim Shita will be Goyim Kum is discounts. Yes, literally, you know, yes, literally, if there's any kind of Gilui somewhere in the Goyim, the literature of the Goyim to the Shiloh, but I'm positing that the Goyim learned Goyim Kum is Mishum is Carvus. And we may look back, goof the machlekes rab and rab, lumber the rab. The machlekes, according to the other Rishonim, the machlekes rab and rab, the rab is rab doesn't hold from doif and akumah. And the other, and the rab and the rab hold from doif and akumah. That's what the Ramban says, from all the sugyas that talk about doif and akumah, you see the loch is not like rab. But the going that pass like rab, and they still pass in all the other, that presumably they still pass in the sugya of Istabah. So how do the two things work together? Teres is, Because the Goyim learned that the Machlekes Rav and Rabban the Rav is not, is there such a thing as Doif and Akumah? Everybody agrees there's such a thing as Doif and Akumah. But Doif and Akumah is just a Hiskarvus. Hiskarvus only takes care of problems of Aflogah. Doesn't take care of problems of Shiur Velav Shiur. Shachbosul Be'etzim, if it has a Shiur, Doif and Akumah is not going to help for that. And therefore, how come Lightning is Doif and Akumah over here? But since Rav holds, I think most of the Perish, that the Shiur of Shachbosul is Mishum Shiur Velav Shiur, so Doif and Akumah doesn't help. Since Rabban, the Rabban, on the other hand, holds that it's a shear of Aflaga, well, that's exactly what Doif and Akumah helps. It's a shear of Richuk. Doif and Akumah is Iskaros. That's a very simple thing to say. So Gemara says, but Feirish that Rabban and the Rabban and Rabba are arguing about the nature of Sach Basel. Rabban and the Rabban holds it's Aflaga. Rashi is a Chazor in the Gemara, but Rabba holds it's a shear of Shiur of Lash Shiur, it's a shear in the Sach Basel, and Rabban and the Rabban holds it's a shear of Aflaga. So Gavaldik, that's the machlekes about Doif and Akumah. Not that one holds from Doif and Akumah, one doesn't hold from Doif and Akumah. They all hold from Doif and Akumah, but Doif and Akumah only solves problems of Haflogah. So according to Rabban and the Rabban, Gavaldik, that's what here it's a Haflogah, and that's exactly what Doif and Akumah solves. According to Rabban, Doif and Akumah is not going to solve the problem. It must be that the mission is not going with Doif and Akumah. It's a different halakh altogether. Dal Ramas is the Shir Skafos. And Melan, meaning that that's good for the Shakir of Italian between Rabban and Rabban. That how did Rabba know that their shear is a shear of Aflog and his shear, whereas his shear is a shear of shear of Lav Shear? Because it starts with Doif and Akumah. Since he heard them say Mishum Doif and Akumah no Gubah, so you understood they must hold that Sach Basel is only shear of Aflog. He doesn't think that that's true. He says if that's true, Shem is Sach for the other. I think that it's really a shear in the Sach Basel itself. If it's a shear in the Sach Basel itself, so then Doif and Akumah doesn't help. But there is such a thing as Doif and Akumah in cases where it's not, like by Istabah, we're just solving problems in the doifen. Not problems. That's not a schach posel. The man mechof not a schach posel. The man mechof is just a tool in the doifen, like the rabbi in the hasogas. So in the doifen, so for that you can say doifen akumah. You move the doifen over to the schach, to the istibah, and the melee your doifen will now be shorter. And that doifen akumah works well. Okay. Tomorrow I'm not going to be able to come in. Maybe Wednesday. Normally it's supposed to be Tuesday, I don't know, but I have a doctor's appointment, whatever, just a second, but I couldn't get it out, so I'm not going to be able to come in tomorrow.